Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 552 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, here's today's question from Paul.
Hi, Pat. This is Paul Miners from Auckland, New Zealand. A big fan of the podcast and really appreciate everything that you do for the SPI community. I have a question about email lists and cleaning your email list. I've been building my audience and growing my email list since the beginning of this year. And in the beginning, the open rates and click-through rates looked really good, and they've been slowly dropping off over time. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this is normal. As your list grows, that your open rates would gradually come down. But what I'd like to ask is that what do you recommend for methods for cleaning your email list? So how could I go about removing inactive or non-engaged subscribers from my list so that I have a really engaged, active audience? What kind of techniques or methods or criteria would you use for doing this? Thanks, Pat. Like I said, appreciate everything that you do. And thanks for answering my question.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. Here's what I would do. Now, I've answered this question before on the show, but of course, things change. And I answered that a long time ago. Now that I've gotten to see what some of the more capabilities of some of these email service providers, and there's a lot of different ways that you can handle this. Obviously, you could just send a direct email to everybody on your list and say, hey, if you don't click on this link, I'm going to delete you, which is kind of the easiest way to do it, but maybe not the best way to do it, because sometimes people might miss that email. And if you don't give them an opportunity a second time or third time around, maybe they just weren't there, or they didn't see it, or the headline was mixed in and they just didn't, it got lost in their inbox or whatever, then they're gone and maybe they shouldn't be. And sometimes those open rates aren't always exactly true. So some people who might be actually opening the emails or seeing the preview of them, who are kind of reading them in that way, they're still engaged with you, but it just doesn't show. So you gotta kind of be careful here. Now here's what I would do, I just thought about this before I answered this question, because it really made me think about how I do things, and I might actually make these sorts of changes. So of course you're absolutely right. It's very natural that when people sign up for an email list, those initial emails that they get in that follow-up sequence, especially that first one, they get the highest open rate. And over time, people start to die down. Same thing happens with your broadcast emails. Your broadcast emails, when you're just starting out and you're starting to send them, and people get them for the first time, they're going to open them. And then over time, and as your list grows, just the percentage is going to go down a little bit. So here's what you can do. In your follow-up sequence in your autoresponder series, this is what you could do. After a certain amount of emails, you might have to play around with how many, but after a certain amount of emails, you can have a call to action where people have to click on something to say that they like the emails. Maybe it's a quick survey. Do you want to continue getting these emails? Again, it's a way to serve your audience. You always want to make sure that whenever you ask your audience for something, even if it's for your own purposes, you're still turning it into a way where they know that they're also being served. This is why when I have my email list, when people join my main list, I want them to click on one link that puts them into a specific bucket, which then puts them into another set of emails based on the answer that they gave to this question, essentially surveying people through this email list. That's very much for my own purposes, right? Because I want to send emails to people that matter to them and not emails that don't matter to them. But I say, hey, I want to give you emails that matter to you. And I don't want you to see stuff that isn't relevant. So if you want to get emails that you want, click on the answer to the following question that best suits you. And the question is, what best describes your business? I haven't started yet. I've started, but I'm not making any more than $500 a month, or I'm making more than $500 a month. So they're either in one of those three categories, and then they get split off from there. You can do something similar with, if you just have a main list, for example, you can, or even on a sub list that you've already sort of driven people into a specific bucket, even in there, you could have people go through a series of emails, and of course it'll die down over time. And to re-engage them, you can have them click on something that essentially marks that they are there. And you can put them into another sort of, I would say that the next part of that same email sequence. And if they don't click on that, you're going to send them different emails that get a little bit more and more urgent with having them take action. And then after a certain number of emails, maybe five after a couple weeks, you say, hey, I don't want to bother you. I've noticed that you haven't clicked on this or you haven't really, just again, making it very urgent and obvious that, hey, this is the last time I'm going to email you. And if not, I'm just going to take you off the list. I'm not doing this to be rude. I want my email list to be full of people who want these emails. And it's obvious that at this point you don't want it, but I'm giving you one more chance. So let me run that again, because the way I explained it might have been a little bit confusing. It was to me as I was saying it. So I'm going to try again. Not that it was wrong, but I'm just kind of fleshing this out right now. So people sign up to your list. Open rates are great. They're getting these emails. You're providing value. They're taking action on what it is you're doing. And then over time, the open rates slow down. And then if by a fifth email, for example, you see that people aren't clicking on a call to action, that they love the emails and want to continue to get more, you put those people who do click on that into a separate bucket, which is essentially the next part of that same sequence. And that way, you know, it's like, yes, I want to continue getting it. Okay, you're going on. But the people who don't, they continue to get emails in that same sequence. And in that same sequence, it's getting a little bit more urgent in getting them to want to click over to get to that second part that those other people already went in that first time you mentioned it. So it's kind of hard to describe this via audio. I'd have to draw it out for you. But, you know, I am always experimenting with email, and this is something that I think is very important, obviously, and I'm going to be experimenting with it, Paul. So I haven't tested this out yet, but I would love to hear what other people think in terms of re-engaging your subscribers and making sure that you have a clean email list too. And that's, you know, the way I'm thinking about it in my head, I haven't mind mapped this or anything yet, is I think a great solution, but I'm going to test it out. I'm going to see what works. The new redesign of the Smart Passive Income blog is coming in April, and with that, I'm going to be adding more emails to my email sequences and changing things around a little bit, and this is very much going to be a part of that too, because I definitely want to keep people engaged, and I definitely want an email list that's active and clicking on things. So, Paul, I want to thank you so much for the question. I hope this at least gets your gears going and helps you a little bit. For those of you in the audience who have something to add to this, please, please use the hashtag AskPat525. Again, that's 552, excuse me. Hashtag AskPat552. And we can continue this discussion on Twitter. And if you have any solutions or things that have worked for you, please share, because I'll be interested. I know Paul will be too. So again, that's hashtag AskPat552 on Twitter. And I look forward to seeing what happens, both on my email list and yours too, Paul. So keep me posted. Thank you so much. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I also want to thank everybody who has asked a question too, because this show wouldn't exist without you. If you have a question that you'd like to have me read here on the show and answer, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for listening in today. I appreciate it. And to finish off the day, as I always do, here's a quote. And this quote is from Monish Pabrai. And that quote is, entrepreneurs are great at dealing with uncertainty and also very good at minimizing risk. That's the classic entrepreneur. Take care. I appreciate you, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.